Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what? I'm going to fall. My understanding ain't nothing. I have to trust God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. And then he told me to go, hallelujah, to Proverbs 6:15. Hallelujah. Some familiar scriptures I'm pulling here. It said, these six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven is an abomination unto God. 17
wow.
says, a proud look, a lying tongue, and a hand that sheds innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imagination, and feet that be swift and run into mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Hallelujah. I'm quite sure some of us know quite a few people like this. Hallelujah. We got to pray for them. Got to pray, but God let me know that abomination. We know what's going on this earth today. Hallelujah, that sin. Hallelujah. Men's marrying men and women's marrying women's. Hallelujah, abomination. God says an abomination.
Come on, Pastor. Hallelujah. Roll it up.
Pray, hallelujah, for these peoples. Hallelujah, to come up out of that sinful nature. Hallelujah. Then he sent me to Proverbs 9:1-6. 1-6. Hallelujah. And it says, wisdom has built her house. She has smoothed out her seven pillars. Seven, we know, is a spiritual completeness. Praise God. Hallelujah. She has killed her beast. She has mingled her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent forth her matings. She cried upon the highest places of the city. It's my wisdom. Hallelujah to God. He said, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanted understanding, she said to him, come, eat of the bread of life, hallelujah, God. Eat of the bread of life, hallelujah. And drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. We need understanding.
Yes,
the world needs understanding, hallelujah. There's children coming up, don't even know God on a higher. It just hurts my heart. Hallelujah, the seed is going on. Hallelujah, but we got to pray. We got to call them out.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We got to put it in them.
Yes,
we got to make sure they know who God is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs 14:12. I think I'm here right. 14:12, it says, there's a way, once again, which seems right unto a man. We always think we, you know the right. Oh, it's right. I know it's right. This is right. We always think we know so much. Hallelujah. It says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We have to trust God. We're going to have to put it in God's hand and let him lead and guide us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In all truth and righteousness.
Amen.
But we don't know what we're doing.
Yes, Lord.
We better trust God. Give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Don't
that by
keeping.
Amen.
God is real. There are some people today don't even believe in God. Hallelujah. They walk around thinking they're getting up in the morning. They thinking they I'm planning this for tomorrow. You might not even be here. Hallelujah to God. We just buried my IT on Tuesday. Hallelujah. God's calling people home. Is you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, he is.
He don't even know.
Amen.
He don't even know. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. 15:1-3. Let's see what God said here. He says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stirs up anger.
Yes, God.
He said, the tongue of the wise uttereth knowledge awry, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness.
Yes,
the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You know, if you run into somebody and they coming at you, you know, be nice to them. Don't go back at them the same way. A soft answer. If they ask you a question, is you going to, you know, be belligerent to them? Or going to give them a soft answer if you go back? You know, somebody to come to you belligerent, if you go back at them, it's not going to be any good in that. It says a
soft
hallelujah turns the way wrath.
That I like, God.
Praise God on a high
end. Amen.
But grievous words, he stirs a finger.
I'm going to
share the word of God, and then I'm going to get into a fight over the word. That's not good. We don't supposed to do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You better listen to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, dear God. Hallelujah. Then
yes,
he sent me to Proverbs 18,
Amen.
21 through 24. Let's see what that say. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we go and we say things and we don't know what we're saying. Hallelujah. We worship things on one another. But the word of God said life, death, and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that loves it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. But whoso finds the wife finds the good thing. We're going all the way from 21 to 23. Whoso finds the wife finds the good thing. And I pay favor of the Lord. He said the poor utter it. Entreaties, but the rich answer roughly.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
24 said, a man friends must first show himself friendly, and
yes,
they're a friend. It is a friend that stick it close. Excuse me, I skipped something. Let me go again. Hallelujah. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there's a friend, hallelujah, that sticks it closer than a brother. And y'all know who that is. Hallelujah,
amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He sticks closer than your mother, than your father. Hallelujah.
Yes,
matter of fact, he said, I'll be your mother. I'll be your father.
Yes.
I'll be your sister, and I'll be your brother. Hallelujah. Anything you
need,
God, that. Hallelujah. He made these promises, and I've seen all the promises come true. Trust God with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
Or hire your God. Lead not into your own understanding. Hallelujah. Once again, here in 24, it says a high look and a proud heart and the pouring of the wicked is sin. That's sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, hey, ain't that what brought Satan down?
Yeah.
Ain't that what
the
ministering angel, the most powerful angel? He was proud. Hallelujah. And God said, you got to come down. You can't be higher than I am. Hallelujah. I'm God.
Yeah.
I made you.
Come on now.
You better wake up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Know that God is real. Hallelujah.
Hey,
serve the Lord with all your heart. Hallelujah, God. I trust God. We better trust him because God is real.
Hallelujah.
And everything that he says, hallelujah, you better know that what he means is mean what he says. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, and I want to talk to my sisters, all my sisters, hallelujah, on the line tonight. We're going, hallelujah, you can, if you got your Bible, let's find Proverbs, the 31st chapter, hallelujah,
Amen.
In the 10th verse. Now I give you a chance to get that. Hallelujah, because God is good. Hallelujah, he's telling us and showing us what we see in him. We might have been through some stuff. Hallelujah, we may have thoughts of stuff and may have did some things that we never thought we would have did in life. But God, hallelujah, when he cleans you up, hallelujah, this is what he can do for you. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He take you and he clean you up and he turn your life around. Hallelujah. You be shocked. Hallelujah. I never thought that I would be on the line. Hallelujah. Bringing the word. I never thought that I would be teaching children. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. But God said, you going to do it? Hallelujah, you're going to do it. That's what my pastor told me. I can't do it, Pastor Ross. I can't do that. He said, you can do it. Hallelujah, and I've been teaching, hallelujah, for over 12, 13 years now.
Hallelujah.
And I don't know God has been good to me. Hallelujah. Just
yes, Lord.
And your brothers, put it up. Hallelujah. Tad, to turn to the 31st chapter of Proverbs, and let's see what God has promised us and told us that we can be and what we can do. Hallelujah. Know that his word is true. Hallelujah, dear God. Turn to Proverbs 31, and we're going to the 10th chapter. And this is what he told me. Hallelujah.
I'm going
to talk to you and tell you the exact same thing. Hallelujah. 10 said, who can find a virtuous woman? Christian. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of
Lord, hallelujah.
Trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
Yes.
She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant, hallelujah, ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Hallelujah, God. She rises also while it is night, yet night, and giveth meat to her household. We talking a virtuous woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And,
Hallelujah. Reminds me of my mother. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And,
she rises.
And,
Hallelujah. Also while it is night, and giveth meat to her whole family, her household, and a portion to her maidens. Hallelujah. My mother always fed people. Hallelujah. The house was always open. Hallelujah. I got to take a sidestep. Because when people, my dad used to come home, and it'd be people sitting at the dinner table. Hallelujah. But you know what? He was a deacon of the church, so he knew it was all right. He knew that what she did was all right because he had that virtuous woman. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Anybody was welcome. Hallelujah. My mother even baptized people in the tub. Hallelujah. Missionary, the lady, love them, the lady. Hallelujah. Was my mother. Hallelujah. She served God all the way up until her death. Hallelujah. They was married for over 50-something years. Hallelujah. And they stayed together in God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. He said, in a portion of her food, he was served to the maiden. He considered the field and buyed it with the fruits of her hand. Hallelujah. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. Hallelujah. That's a strong woman. Hallelujah. God. She perceived that her merchandise is good. A candle goeth out, not out by night. She led her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hand to the needy. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
She
is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her households are clothed with scarlet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Scarlet, red, hallelujah. She maketh herself covering of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Purple, hallelujah. Royalty, hallelujah, God. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, hallelujah. Selleth it and delivereth girdles, hallelujah, unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in the time to come. Hallelujah, dear God. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Wisdom. Did y'all hear me? Wisdom is what we're looking for. Now, hallelujah, God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The call of kindness. The kind woman. All the glory, dear God. She's looking well to the ways of her household and eat it, not the bread of idleness, adultery. No, we're not playing that. We're not serving all the gods. Hallelujah, there's only one God. Hallelujah, he called us to serve all the gods. Hallelujah, dear God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, her children arise and call her what? Blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed in the city now, hallelujah. Blessed in the field. Hallelujah. Blessed when you got God in your life. You are blessed.
Thank you.
Her husband also and her husband, and he praises her. Hallelujah. Who would want to praise, hallelujah, this woman of God?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Many daughters have done victoriously, but thou excelled them all. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be this woman? Hallelujah, God. Favor is
the
Hallelujah, God. But a woman that fears the Lord. When I say a woman that fears God, you better fear God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you don't think he's real, don't know how to keep on moving. He'll show you. Keep on going. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What just happened to this United States of America? They still running in fear right now for the virus. You better fear God. He's the one can heal you. So many people that's been healed, and you know they say, well, the man made this and the man made that, but guess what? God allowed it. Whoever made it, he allowed it. And he allowed it to get our attention. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. He says, favor is deceitful.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
A woman that fears the Lord, she shall be what? Praised. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let her own work. Praise God in the name. Hallelujah. Whatever we do for Christ, we always say it's going to last. What I do for you, God, that's what's going to last.
Hallelujah.
Not what I do for virgins. Not what I do for my sister, my brothers. Not what I do for my children so much. Yeah, we take care of that.
Come on.
But what I do for Christ is going to last. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Right.
I thank you, praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord,
for giving me this word tonight. Hallelujah. So I thank you all for listening, and I pray
thank
that you got
Lord
something out of it, because God
amen
is still on the throne. He ain't came back
yes
yet. He's given
hallelujah
us a chance. Hallelujah. And I was supposed to speak on patience. Hallelujah. Patience is love, the love of God. And who out
yes
of everybody
Lord
or out of anybody have patience more
hallelujah
than God? God have
hallelujah
patience with me.
Hallelujah.
God have patience with you. God have patience with this whole world. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is mercies that do everyone.
Hallelujah.
Y'all, I hope you got something out of this. I thank God for giving it to me, and I love the Lord. That's my God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah is my provider. Not man,
hallelujah,
not woman, not nobody else but God. And that's who I trust. That's who I believe.
Yes,
so pray my strength in the Lord to you all as I pray for you all. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give
amen
a praise for the word of God. Give God praise for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, somebody start it right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bible,
come on, give God praise in the book of that about Sunday. How many of you know that heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of his word will say? How many of you know that God's word will not return to the Lord? How many of you know that when God said a word in the book of that about Sunday? Give me the word that we hear that. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, speak to God in your heavenly language right now and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God for his vessel tonight. Hallelujah. That word was anointed, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Tell somebody right there,
neighbor.
Neighbor. Revival is in the house. Hallelujah.
Revival's
in the house. Yeah, come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you
for the revival.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if you called what the Holy Ghost said to the woman of God, but I heard the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And a real daughter of God walk in the fear of him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
You can tell a woman of God that really loves God because you will see his fear on her. Come on.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was that's what's missing. It's the fear of him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody fears everything but him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But then when he cracked that sky, it's going to be too late. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, if you have sin, it's going to be too late. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to right now. But God is saying, right now is your chance, glory to God.
Right now,
hallelujah.
To get back in your place of fear in the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's what's going to heal the nation, y'all. It's the fear of the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
That's why the church lost its light. Amen. That's why the church couldn't direct people to him, because they lost the fear of the Lord. Holy Ghost speak. Holy Ghost speak. Yeah, by the world in the church, they lost the fear of God. They got caught up in the gift. They were living holy to God, and they lost the fear of God. Not honoring him. Hallelujah. They lost the fear of God. Hallelujah. And that's why faith was gotten dead in the church. Hallelujah. For the fear of the Lord was not there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's the truth.
Lord, we got to walk in the fear of the Lord, y'all.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. We're going to walk in obedience. Is that if we walk in the fear of the Lord, come on here, somebody. Everything Proverbs start off with that. Hallelujah. That the fear of the Lord, before you learn anything else, learn the fear of the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
How many of you the fear of the Lord and save your life? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us say heed to what the Holy Spirit of God said tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God said, get back to my fear. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We get careful how we walk with old God. We get careful how we talk with old God. Careful that old code get on my wife because the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got a lot of folks operating in a stupid spirit and an ignorant spirit. Why? And a foolish spirit. Why? Because they're not walking in the fear of the Lord. They're not walking in it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. Help, Lord.
Father, Hallelujah.
And you see them and you wonder why. They got this stupid spirit on them. Why? Because they don't let the fear of the Lord. So the fear of the Lord is no longer there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yep, Lord.
Have you ever wondered why beloved wisdom and understanding and knowledge are all women? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why they ain't a man, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because they produce, come on here, somebody, and they represent the fear of the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, all the daughters of Zion could be shouting right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But notice who they cry out to. They cry out to who? To the men, glory to God. They cry out to us, hallelujah. To the brothers, hallelujah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God got them crying out, but they got them crying out to the men.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really crying out to the simple men. Come on here, somebody. They say, how long will you love simplicity? In other words, how long will you love being stupid? Come on here, somebody. Come on, that spirit.
Come on,
God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Ain't you tired of those cold Taraba? I'm talking about the women. Even the women say, ain't you tired of those cold Taraba?
Hallelujah.
Tired of bumping your head. Tired of bumping your gun. Tired of those cold Taraba.
Come on, sir. Preach.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And then, brothers who are not wise, then they get mad. Hallelujah. Come on. Shut up. Amen. You don't, I don't want to hear you. God is saying, I'm speaking. You don't want to hear me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. First thing we men say, I'm the head. How many know that a man without Christ is headless? Hallelujah. I don't know how many brothers I got online tonight, but I want to drop in your spirit, brother. brothers, let me talk to you.
Amen.
One brother to another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Anytime we walk around and Christ is not our head, we are headless. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me bring it home a little further, brother. Let me tell you something. No brother want to follow a headless man. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you ain't got no head, you should not go follow you. I don't care what you do. I don't care how much muscle you pull. You headless. You ain't got no head. You are a wreck looking to happen. And she don't want to follow you because you don't know where you go.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
But once we get Christ, once we get back with that anointing of God on our life, then we get our head on straight. Come on, honey.
Come on now.
We finna go follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. I done talked to my Father, and he done gave me direction. He done gave me insight. Glory to God. Come on with me. I ain't finna lead you wrong, baby. Come on this way. Come on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then she done look like, okay. Amen. He ain't talking crazy. He talking like he doing with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know that a daughter of God know when a son of God that been with the Father? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because we start looking like daddy. We start talking like daddy. Let me know what Yahshua said. He said, I only say what I hear my Father say. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I do the things my Father do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we look at our kids, our kids imitate us. Come on here, somebody. That's why we can't do everything. Hallelujah. If we're going to be an example, we got to be an example in deed, not just in word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh. Amen.
That's why when Yahshua was here, he said, I do what I see my Father do. Come on here, somebody. I speak what I hear my Father speak. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we give God praise tonight. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want you to give God praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know you sound crazy, God of the Bible, but I want you to give God praise for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want you to give God praise for you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to thank him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Mighty God.
God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
He's a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel like this is Marvin Winey right now. God has spoken. Hallelujah. Let the church ever call that out my thunder. Somebody ought to say amen right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has spoken. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How we not going to praise God when he has spoken? Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm finna open it up, Lord God. I know somebody got some comments. I know somebody. Hallelujah. Want to encourage the woman of God tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm finna open the lines up. Amen. For those who want to give a comment. Hallelujah. Those, amen, who got any kind of questions that they want to ask. Amen. Right now. Amen. The line is open. Amen. By all means. Amen. You have the privilege. Right
I have
now.
A question. Hi, church family. Hi, everyone. This is Linda. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, daughter. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I have a question. I only been on the line maybe like 20 minutes. I was wondering, because I'm still in Proverbs. I was wondering, were you guys still in Proverbs? What was the scripture for today?
The main scripture?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Woman of God, what was your main scripture?
Proverbs 31.
Okay, Proverbs 31 what?
10.
31:10, because when I came on, Virgie was speaking, and I didn't want to interrupt her. Proverbs 31:10.
Amen.
10.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
That was really good, Virgie.
Praise God.
I felt the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right, thank you, guys.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Evangelist Virgin, this is Elder Primos. I just want to say that was a good word. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we need to understand from God's point of view and from the world's point of view. Like from what you were saying, when the scripture that says a south answer turns away wrath. Now in the world, they say you looking like a punk in the world. You gonna let them punk you like that? You gonna let them talk to you like that? But to respond back to them the way they responded to me, according to the word, would make me a fool. But it would make me wise to give them a soft hand. No matter how the world look at me, not all according to how the word of God look at me. And I'm glad you brought that out tonight, woman of God. Thank you for that word.
Amen, man of God. And you know, man of God, as you were talking, I was thinking about that too. And I pictured two men. And I thought about the one that was using harsh words. You know, a fool can't argue with himself, glory to God, hallelujah. After a while, the fool can't stop arguing. When you see he arguing with himself, glory to God, because a soft answer, amen, is saying, I'm not going to entertain what you're saying. Come on here. I'm going to leave you to argue with yourself. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And once that man realized, he ain't arguing back with me. I'm over here talking to myself. That's right. I know what the word says. Glory to God. So while I'm giving you a soft answer, all the time, glory to God, I'm walking away from you because you a fool, glory to God. I'm going to let you argue with yourself, glory to God. Hallelujah! Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Also, glory to God, also, amen. That's the point that was brought out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
from
the mighty God we serve.
Amen. The line is still open, glory to God.
Hallelujah. And I just want to add to that, when God wants us to know something, he bring it out. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, the soft word turn away violence. The soft word make that fool go on them. Well, forgive me, God. But make that person that want to start something gone on by this
business.
So God's trying to show us something in Proverbs 31. He wants us to, the devil is dope. Y'all excuse me for using that. But I remember the guys used to sing, the devil is dope. And that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He always
trying
to start something. But God give life more abundantly. I thank you, praise God, for the word. And I keep hearing that son, Apostle, spoke of, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Because God has spoken, let the church say amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
I thank you, praise God, for the word myself. Because she reminds me of my mama.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
We're in the house, we hear my mama's voice. And I know the prayer went up.
They really did.
She was a little woman, but I'm telling you, them prayers were going up. I said, Mama, you still up? Yes.
Amen.
No, God got it.
Hallelujah.
God got it. He got all of us on this land for a reason. And I thank God
for the words of severity. I thank God.
Amen.
I just thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spoken. Amen. He sure did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Let everybody get a chance to go ahead and you know, yeah, say what they got from the word. This is Sister Cynthia. I am Sister Virgie's daughter. I call her mama. She's Sister Virgie. I thank God for the word tonight. I really appreciate God for who he is in our life, for who he is in her
Amen.
Life. I have definitely seen a different woman. I know that God is in her life, and I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
And what I got out of what she was saying was, you know, reading the different books that she was going to, the different chapters in Proverbs, was the question, you know, wisdom. And I heard Apostle say some have lost the fear of the Lord. And Nancy went on, she was talking about how to handle the six things that the Lord hates. That's how I heard it, how you would handle those things.
Yeah.
The third thing was a soft answer turneth away, you know.
Yeah.
And then
Lord.
You go over to trust in the Lord with all your heart. We got to trust in him with all our heart.
Amen.
And then we got to know that to do those things is wisdom. Wisdom will help you to be able to
come
do those
on,
things.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
and then the
God.
End part of that is you will be a virtuous woman. So
my
the
man,
Lord
come
with
on,
men.
Somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He deals with me in song and word, or the song that I heard that he gave me as he was giving me these bullet points as I was listening to Sister Virgie was, Lord, my heart is open.
Mm.
Won't you come inside?
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be excited. I'm going to sing it. It says, Lord, my heart is open. Won't you come inside and fill up all my being forever to abide? I've opened all my windows.
Yes,
I've flung wide every door.
Hallelujah.
He said, come inside, dear Lord, I need you more and more and more. I'm going to sing one more time. Lord, my heart is open.
Yes, Lord.
Won't
yes.
you come inside? We got to invite him in. To fill up all my being forever to abide.
Yes.
I've opened all the windows.
Yes.
I've flung wide every door. Come inside, dear Lord, we need you. More and
more
and
more.
And that is, hallelujah, how we get the wisdom. We open up our heart to the Lord and ask him, invite him to come inside, and he will give us that wisdom. Great words, Sister Virgie.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, daughter.
Hallelujah, dear God.
Hallelujah.
You know the song that I hear right now to compliment the song she just sung by the Holy Ghost? Lord, I'm available. Can you sing some of that, woman of God?
Lord, I'm available to you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
My will I'll give to you, whatever you want to, use me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Show someone the way.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
To say,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My story open. Is empty, I'm sorry.
Yes,
and
Lord,
hallelujah. I am available to you.
Yes, Lord.
God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. It's in there. Y'all hear me? It's
hallelujah.
In there.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
I just feel right now, hallelujah, that we all are available to him. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, open up your heart right now and just say, Lord, I'm available, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, whatever you want to do, hallelujah, Lord. Here am I. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. My storage is empty, God. I don't have nothing in it, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Good to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Can somebody seem well prepared me to be a sanctuary? Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Have thine own way.
Yes, Lord.
Thou
Hallelujah.
Art the
yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Are your clay.
Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, and make us
yes,
after thine will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And waiting. Oh,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We will obey.
Hallelujah.
We will obey. Yes, we will obey.
Yes, Lord.
We will obey. We will obey. Hallelujah. We will obey. We will obey.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Lord,
Jesus,
like the fragrance. After
before the throne of grace. And I just want to tell, I just want to say this, that as we was praising God, situations have changed and there's been turnarounds, favor of God. A lot of you have been asking God, a lot of you have been asking God for things, and I tell you, it's in your praise. And while you was praising, worshiping God, my belly was just turning over, because we ought to live in tabernacles and praise the wills on the inside of us, because God's spirit is on the inside of us. So
yes.
I just put my hands lifted up. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I tell you this, you know how when you go to a doctor and you get a report, and it may not be favorable, but then you can turn around and say, but you know what? I'm going to believe the Lord's report. But I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow. Glory be to God. Bless the Lord anyhow. Hallelujah. Because I know God said I said. Hallelujah. So I just want to share that. I feel liberated in my spirit. Amen. I know praise liberates us. It causes a shift change, clapping up our hands, being joy, being gladness of the Lord. And I'm saying this with a joy of the Lord, but the joy in my belly. Amen. I'm smiling. Because you know why? Because I know that that God got our back. And I know that I know that I know. When we praise him, things begin to start. I just want to share that. Glory be to God. There's a lot of healing on this line on tonight. And God said, why you praising me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm pouring out my spirit, my oil, my anointing. Glory be to God. They destroy the yokes of sickness and diseases. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to be quiet. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. But before he said that, he said, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. I just want to just give that to my family. Amen. I just want to release that. Glory be to God. I'm just partaking in the blessing that's on this line. Amen.
Talking about opening up our hearts to the Lord. When we are talking about opening up our hearts to the Lord, the Lord is not referring to our beating hearts. He's not referring to our beating hearts. He's referring to our heart, the heart of our minds. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants us to yield our minds unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants us to yield our minds unto him. But he wants us to have access to our thoughts. See, our mind gives us ability, the Lord says, to create life. Throughout the years, the Lord says, we have given our minds over to television. We have allowed the television to tell us how to live our lives, how to operate in our relationship, how to build our lives. We have given our minds over to the world. We have heeded that counsel. We have heeded that wisdom. We have heeded their understanding. Allah says, yield your mind over to me. says the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, says the Lord. Leo, your mind. The word says it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Bible refers to repentance, when you hear that word repentance in the Bible, that is referring to a change of mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us, we wondering why we can't change the action. See, it overshift. The only way to change that action is to change your mind. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have to change our mind, says the Lord. When it comes to the when we receive the Spirit of God, let me see, the Lord wants to bring understanding on tonight. He wants to bring understanding on tonight. You know, the Lord has poured this Spirit, the Lord has poured this scripture in my mind over and over, and I have been saying it for the longest. You know, and I want y'all to write this scripture down, you know. It's in Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11. Matter of fact, can y'all just go over to Isaiah chapter 11? I want to show you something.
Amen.
If you're not there, just jot it down, Isaiah chapter 11, and it reads, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. What is those spirits, y'all? Mm-hmm. The Spirit of wisdom. Come on now.
Wisdom.
The Spirit of
understanding.
Come on now. The Spirit of counsel. Come on now. The Spirit of might. The Spirit of knowledge. And the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now, watch this now. When the Spirit of wisdom falls upon you, when the Spirit of understanding falls upon you, when the Spirit of counsel falls upon you, when the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord falls upon you, watch this, and it shall make him of quick understanding. Did you hear? It shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And watch this. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Come on now. Come on now. He said we will no longer judge after what we see. Amen. Hallelujah. Neither reprove after the hearing of our ears. Come on now. Come on now. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove iniquity for the meek of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Come on now, y'all. When we talking about receiving the Spirit of God, we're talking about receiving what the Lord has spoken to us in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. See, the Lord is dealing with the matter of the heart. You know, the Lord wants to change our mind of how we've been thinking. Amen, hallelujah. We got to start walking after the counsel and the wisdom and the understanding that the Lord gives us. No matter what we may see out there, what is the Lord telling us? See, what success means to the world, God don't look at that as success. Amen, hallelujah. Success to God is us having a relationship with him. That's success to the Lord. But we was in the world, we thought getting that big house, getting that big old car, getting our big, we thought that was success. Though that, when we were God, that comes with being with God, but that's not what makes us successful.
Amen.
It is God who gives us success. You know, I'm pointing this out to show you how our mind thinks. Amen, hallelujah. We have to change our mind on how we look at things. And the minute we change our mind on how we look at things, we will start seeing our life differently. Amen, hallelujah. We will start to come on, Holy Spirit. We will start to recognize that we are not the tail, but we are yet the head. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on now.
You've been looking at yourself like below the barrel. You've been looking at yourself like a lame. But you are of the highest, of the highest. Do you understand me? You don't understand who you are. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. But let the Lord wipe your eyes again. Let the Lord spit in that eye again and help you see clearly who you are. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're looking at this thing wrong. We've been looking at this thing wrong, says the Lord. We've been looking at this wrong. That's why we got to return our minds back to the Lord so he can help us see, so he can help us hear clearly what's going on in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's what the Lord told in my spirit. The Lord said we have been told a lot of things. And you know, the Lord referred me to Matthew chapter 5. These are the words of Jesus now. These are the words of Jesus now. Listen to me now. I'm in Matthew chapter 5, and it's verse 38. And it says, ye have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye shall resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. You heard him. You've been told an eye for an eye. You've been told if they do something to you, you do it right back. If they hit you, hit them back. If they say something crazy to you, say something crazy back. He said, I didn't tell you to do that. I said, turn up the cheek. Amen. Hallelujah. See, these are the things that the Lord is telling us. The world says, go tick the tack. The Lord says, turn up the cheek. Amen. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, and it say, ye have heard that it had been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despisefully use you and persecute you. You know what the Lord said? The world told us to hate your enemies. If they don't like it, then do away with them. But the Lord say, love them. Pray for them. If they're using you, still pray for them. Still help them out. The Lord has given us commands. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to work out the world, or we're going to work out what God is telling us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And it goes on and on. We can refer to Matthew chapter 5. You know, we got to go read this stuff for ourselves so we can get it into our spirits so the Holy Spirit will be able to remind us in the time that we are being tested. Amen. Hallelujah. If you ain't in this word, if you ain't reading this word from yourself, how can the Holy Spirit remind you and help you and guide you and lead you and strengthen you? Come on now. Come on now. It's here. Amen. It's here.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Come on, give God a praise, everyone. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's lift up the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for that word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank God for his word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To go along with that, woman of God, what the Lord gave you, right quickly. The Lord just spoke in my heart. He said, before you can give me your mind, we have to present our bodies to him as a living sacrifice.
Yes. Amen.
See, the mind can't be renewed until we put our body on the altar. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
When we present our body to God, then the Lord will renew the mind. And that's
Amen.
In Romans chapter 12.
That's it.
Verse 1 and 2. And what the Lord says, it says, therefore, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a what? Living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because our body
Amen.
Is God's temple. Say it tonight. Say, my body.
My body.
My body.
It's God's temple.
It's God's temple.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then here's the verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. When you conform, then you take up the image of your surroundings.
Amen.
Mm. When you conform, you take on the image of your surroundings. Why? Because if you haven't presented your body as a living sacrifice, then the mind is still thinking the same old way and has not been transformed yet. Come on here, somebody. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, because we told the Lord that we are available to him, we're saying, Lord, come back in your temple.
Amen.
Lord, this body belongs to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. This is your temple, Lord God. And I make myself available to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. God is awesome. He has, this has been so awesome tonight, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is so good. I'm still under the influence of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm thanking God tonight.
Amen.
Evangelist Brady, are you still that woman of God?
I'm here.
Amen. Glory to God. We give God praise for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God has truly blessed us here tonight.
Yes.
Were there any words or comments that you want to say? Amen. That God put on your heart? Amen.
You know, I just thank God for his awesomeness, his love, and what he's doing in this day with the saints and the members and the followers of God. I just thank and praise him for opening our eyes and our minds, expanding our minds, and helping us to receive him and to know that he is. You know, because there's a lot of people, like I say, don't even think, it's like the walking dead. You see people just the walking dead. They don't have the spirit of the Lord even. It's in them, but he's hidden, you know. He's so deep that they haven't allowed the Lord to come forth. And so my thoughts and my prayer is let's pray for these children, because I see the kids and they're like little zombies. I'm telling you, it's like they don't even know what to do because the parents is not teaching them God.
Amen.
This is the world we're living in right now. They're not talking about God. And the children are so close to my heart. You got to know that. They are definitely close to my heart. And so I just pray that we keep praying for these kids and praying for the parents to train those children up, like the word of God say. Train them up to know who he is. You know.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I was trained up.
Amen.
I got out of church.
Amen.
I ran up down the street. I did all that I thought that I could do. But guess what? I'm right back here. And God allowed me back in because he knew that I got taught. So it's in there. That's why I keep saying it's in there. When you teach your children, it's the word of God is in there. That's why I say they better start teaching these kids. So the God, you know, one day, you know, they might bump their head. They might run into a wall. I don't know. But I guarantee you this, they're going to think about God, just like the pandemic. When that pandemic came in, people started, oh, Lord, you know, then they start thinking about God. But they putting up the evangelistic churches and stuff, you know, on the TV. But all the while, they wasn't thinking about God. So sometimes it takes God to wake us up like that. And I just thank God for allowing me to understand. And I want that wisdom. Man, I tell you, I just love. Man, if y'all can see inside me, you can do nothing but the heart of the people of God. I just love the Lord. Because he heard my cry.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We bless God on tonight. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. They are such a wonderful flow of God right now. Amen.
Apostle.
Brother Andre. Amen. My dear brother.
Apostle.
Amen.
Apostle, can you hear me?
Yes, Mother.
I didn't know if Sister Michelle was on the line tonight. But I wanted to see if she wanted to say something. Sister
okay.
Michelle, are you on the line still? She might have got off, but she said she was going to come on at 5 o'clock. But I thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord. We have heard a good word.
Yes, we have.
But you know what? If we teach, train up a child, just like the Bible said, their word ain't going to never depart from them. It ain't going to never. They might go away, but it's still going to be in there, like you said. It's in there.
Amen.
It's in there. Just pray, my
spirit.
Lord, pray for my family. And while I was talking to you all, someone called in and they wanted to pray. They told me, ask you all to pray for them. Pray for them.
Yes.
They're going, see, this word getting around.
Amen.
Word is getting around. I mean,
wow.
They need to come in like they wanted to because they was on the freeway, but they asked for prayer. I said, wow. Look at God.
Yes, Lord. Well, amen. If we thank God on tonight, amen.
Yes,
God. Ed, I want to leave room for you, amen. I want to say something tonight.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. The Lord put, hallelujah, something on my heart, praise God, earlier. Amen. Out of nowhere, praise God. Y'all know how the Lord just dropped something in your spirit. Hallelujah, amen. It was about the 10 lepers, praise God. In Luke chapter 17, 11 through 19, praise God. I'm just going to read it to you real quick. It say, now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. He saw them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to praise God except this foreigner? Then he said unto him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Now, I have to praise God. I want to show y'all something in this. It was 10 left, 10 of them. And they went to the man of God. The man of God who wasn't in the synagogue. If I put it in today's time, they went to the preacher that wasn't in the church. And the preacher that wasn't in the church told them to go show yourself to the preacher who's in the church. Praise God. Now, what the text doesn't know you, if you don't know your Bibles, you don't know that in order to go before the preacher in the church back in those days, you could not come without an offering. Praise God. Moses made a decree. He made a decree. Moses made a decree in the law. Do not come before the man of God empty-handed. So in order to be cleansed, And this is the idea, the offering. You have to give the man of God an offering in order for the man of God to cleanse you. And then you would be pronounced cleansed, and then you can go back among the people. Praise God. Hallelujah. So these ten men were told by the man of God who wasn't in the church to go to the man of God that was in the church and show yourself. Show yourself. Praise God. But as they went, they were cleansed along the way. Now, one of them, it says, one of them noticed he was cleansed and went back to the man of God who wasn't in the church. Hallelujah. Now, if that one man noticed he was cleansed, the other nine also noticed that they were cleansed. Hallelujah. But yet they went on to the church and gave their offering to the preacher in the church. Hallelujah. But the preacher in the church isn't the one that got them cleansed. Oh, Lord, I'm losing people. I'm losing you, praise God. The preacher in the church got the offering. Hallelujah. But the preacher in the church ain't the one that got them cleansed. Hallelujah. The Lord said, what's going on? Hallelujah. What's been going on is people have been coming, hallelujah, to the prayer line and receiving the word of God from the man of God. Hallelujah. And they've been going to church on Sunday and putting their offering in whatever church they go to. The Bible is specific. I'm going to show you something. In the book of Malachi, and the church will try to use this against you when it comes to your offering. But your offering and your tithes are two different things. I'm going to say that again. Your offering and your tithe are two different things. Hallelujah. This is the scripture. Amen. All the churches use that offer time. Will a man rob God? Yeah, ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithes and offering? But look, the next, he said, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse.
Come on now.
The tithes go into the, if you go back to the book of Leviticus, Leviticus, it'll tell you the tithes go into the storehouse, into the synagogue, into the temple. The individual offerings went to the priest. You took your offering to that priest, and that priest would cleanse you, and you would take your offering from you. Hallelujah. They would sit there and burn incense and eat bread and drink wine. That's where we get that's why Jesus did the Last Supper. But that's something different. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the tithe is supposed to go into the storehouse. The offering is supposed to go to the person who cleansed you. Lord, have mercy.
Come on now.
See, look, we're taking the tithes and the offering into the storehouse. Chapter 3, verse 10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. But we robbing God in tithes and offerings. So where do the offerings go? If the offerings don't go to the storehouse, they go to the man of God or the woman of God who blessed you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the people in the church, they want all your money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But God only told you to take the tithe to the storehouse. The offering goes to the man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The man of God, the apostle, been preaching. I don't know how long you've been preaching on this line. Hallelujah. I've just been on here 2 weeks.
Man.
Hallelujah. I don't know how long he's been delivering the word of God. Hallelujah. But the Lord says for every 10 people that the man of God is blessed, only one person has sold back, hallelujah, to the man of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. Lord said it's going to get quiet because we done went to church on Sunday and gave a testimony on how the Lord is blessed us and put our money in the offering. Not our tithes. I'm talking about your offering. That extra money that you put in. You know, your tithes is different from your offering. Let me tell you in case you didn't know, the tithes is 10% of your income. 10%. Hallelujah. And somebody asked me, well, why is it 10%? If you write the numbers down, you'll see why it's 10%. For example, if you got $100, 10% of $100 is $10. If you were to write those numbers down on paper, you see a 10 and a 10. Hallelujah. The 100 just got an extra zero on it. What the 10 is telling is a representation of the whole thing. No matter what your paycheck is, 10% is going to be the same number as your check. Hallelujah. It's not going to be the same amount, but it's going to be the same number. And that number is representing the whole thing. So when you pay your tithes, you're telling God, I am bringing you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The offering is a separate thing from the tithe. Hallelujah. Praise God. The offering, when the man of God blesses you, watch this. Why do you think when you go to church, they take the tithe, at least in most churches, they take the tithe up, then the man of God preaches, then they take up an offering. They take up an offering because it depends on how good the man of God preaches. That money has no problem to go to him. Hallelujah, praise God. But the whole thing is, you don't go to your local neighborhood club all week and listen to your favorite singer in the neighborhood, and then go at the end of the week you go give all your money to Fantasia. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But that's what we basically doing. We basically getting the word of God from the man of God all week, and then we going to church on Sunday and giving it to the pastor as if he did something. Hallelujah, pray. And I'm not hating on no pastors out there. I'm not. Trust me, I'm not. Hallelujah, amen. But if they were doing so much for you, why are you here? Lord have mercy. Praise God.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for the other nine. And watch this. It was a Samaritan that turned around. Lord have mercy. In other words, the Samaritan and the Jew were different. Remember, they said, we don't go through Samaria. We don't mess around with them. They say they worship God in the mountains. We don't know what they do. We don't mess with them. Hallelujah. But the one that didn't go to church the way you go to church had enough sense to turn back around. Lord have mercy. Just like they had enough sense to stop when you fell on the side of the road, when your pastor passed you up, and then the deacon passed you up, then the man that you don't mess with stopped and picked you up, put you on his feet, took you to the hotel, so told the man at the hotel, look, take care of him, and if this ain't enough, when I come back, I'm going to reimburse you whatever you, not the person that was in the church. Hallelujah, praise God.
Mm.
Maybe the people that ain't in the church recognize that the blessings are inside of those four walls no more. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Maybe that's why he turned around and said, I'm going to go back and bless Keith. Because keep in mind, they did not know he was the Son of God. Remember when they asked, hey, what are they saying about me? They think you Elijah. They think you a prophet. They think you Moses. They think you him. They didn't know he was the Son of God. Hallelujah, praise God. But they had enough to turn around and go back and bless the man of God. When the other nine kept going, kept going to the church, and the man in the church got the offering that was meant for Jesus. Hallelujah. And don't say Jesus didn't take up no offering. Because if Jesus didn't take up no offering, I don't understand what Judas. My pastor say this all the time, and it's the truth. What was Judas stealing out of? If he was stealing out the offering man. Hallelujah, praise God. So if they wasn't taking up offering, what was Judas stealing out of? Hallelujah, praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. They had enough sense to give it to the man of God. Hallelujah, the one that blessed them, not the one that told you was going to get a blessing. Lord have mercy.
Pastor,
praise God. Hallelujah. But that's what I put on my heart. Amen. Praise God. If you one of them other nine, hallelujah, it's time for you to turn around. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't miss out on your blessing. Because, look, they really missed out on their blessing. They got clean. But the man that went back, God, Jesus told him this. Let me flip back to it. Jesus told him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Watch this. They were cleansed on the way, but he didn't get the blessing, the verbal blessing, until he went back to the person who first told him, Lord have mercy. I've been hearing people say, Pastor Corey told me that. Apostle told me this. And Elder, it came to pass. Elder, I swear, he's a real man of God. Elder, this man is the real deal. Hallelujah. Then the offering that you was going to get your pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. And it needs to go to the man that blessed him. Hallelujah. Amen. And look, I got to tell you, ain't nobody calling. Look, I don't normally preach about offering and stuff. This God just poured this out. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I know when God pours,
hallelujah,
I got to pour it back out. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's what it is. It's just what it is, praise God. You can't go to no restaurant. Sit, I don't care if you go in there and get a dollar burger, a dollar fry, and a dollar drink. Before you walk out that door, they gonna want their $3 and they calling the police. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're a man of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what happened when we go to church. When we get on the line, when we go to these places and we hear the music, we dance, we shout, we hear the word, and then we walk out the door. But you can't go to a Fantasia concert. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I know they say they tell me they wait for the church songs because you sing church songs at the end, Apostle. They tell me that's why they go. But
right.
It is. Hallelujah. After they just spent $100 to go see them, hallelujah, praise God, they leave. Hallelujah. But they just spent $100 to go hear some song.
Wow.
And probably somebody on the I heard about two people on the line tonight sound better than Fantasia. And y'all can tell that face. Y'all probably don't know us, so y'all probably won't. But hallelujah, I done heard people on the line sound better than us. Hallelujah, praise
God. Hallelujah, man of God.
Hallelujah.
Obama,
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give it back over to the hands of the apostle real quick. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you go see Obama, if you go see Clinton, if you go see Bush, they charge at least $5,000 a plate. Hallelujah, praise
Amen.
God.
Wow.
Just for
Amen.
The plate. And the plate ain't good. It ain't good. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the speech ain't much better. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they paid for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. About time we start treating the men and women of God the same. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they ain't helping you. Hallelujah. Amen. But God is the one helping you. The word of God is the one helping you. Hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
Now, what the world is saying, that's what everybody's been saying all night. Quit listening to the world. Quit feeding the world. Feed what's feeding you.
Come on.
You got to feed what's feeding you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to go. You can't plant no field and not go water it. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to go feed because you're going to want to eat off of that. So you got to go feed it. You got to go feed it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because when it dry up,
yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because eventually, if you don't feed what's feeding you, whatever's feeding you going to die, and then you going to die too.
Come on. Amen.
Come on now.
Wow.
Praise God.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. You go ahead, Apostle. Let's see your hands. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God, hallelujah. Let's give God praise for that word. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory,
hallelujah.
Come on, bless the Lord for that word. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Me and this man of God ain't talk, hallelujah, glory to God. God talks to him, glory to God, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost talks to him, hallelujah. And he dropped that in his spirit, oh, no, glory to God, because we connected, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. And God has been saying, sow your seed, hallelujah. I ain't even got nothing to say right now. I'm just blessed the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, mother.
I got something to say. I thank the man of God for coming forward with that message.
Because,
and they said, well, they ain't working. The Bible says the man don't work, don't feed them. And I just got in confrontation with somebody like that. I think, well, they is working. When they carrying the word of God, when they going into the fields of prayer for people, when they going into the hospital is praying for people. When they up all night praying for you, I said, they working.
Yes, Lord.
I
yes,
said,
Lord.
If God came along, and I think it was Peter, James, and John, or Peter, James, and Luke, one of them, he told them to put down their net because they was out there trying to catch fish.
Yes, Peter, James, and John.
Go out and catch souls.
Amen.
You're going to be working. Ain't nothing changed. Nothing hasn't changed. And when God gives to you, I see people with big houses riding around in nice cars. And they may still give up something. But if you hold your hand and put sand in that hand, that sand going to go out. It's going to go out through them fingers.
Yeah.
Find some kind of way to get out your hand. But if God to bless you, he wants you to bless somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
He wants you to bless the men and women of God. They working too.
Yes, Lord.
He wants, and I don't feel no way about that. I don't. Because if
Amen.
God gives it to you, he give it to you to bless somebody else. I'm going to hold on to my money. Oh, no. Well, he gave it to you, and he can take it away from you.
Hmm.
I like that what he brought about the ten. And only one had sense enough to go back and praise and thank
Amen.
God for what he had done.
Amen.
I thank God for that word. Because I don't like arguing. I don't like to get in on conversation about God's work. But I know God uses the men and women of God. And some of them can't just get no ordinary job because they already got a job and they work for Jesus. So I'm going to get a line back to you, Apostle. But thanks for that word, man of God. Thanks for that word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless praise tonight. Amen. For the man of God speaking what God put on his heart. Amen. Because you can't get a harvest without seed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on now.
And I want to thank, it is in my spirit, and I want to thank everybody who has been faithful in their giving to the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank God for you right now. And tell you that your apostles love you. Number one, for obeying God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because we can't be blessed if we don't obey God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But the reason why a lot of you have not obeyed God yet, can y'all still hear me? Because I sure hope you can.
Amen. Amen.
I hope everybody can hear me right now. Hallelujah. Let me make sure.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
The Lord just spoke in my spirit. He said the reason why some of you have not given yet is because you still have not allowed God to renew your mind in that area.
That's what it is.
You've seen so much faith that you think everybody is faith, but everybody ain't faith. And God is saying, you got to let me renew your mind.
Come on now. Come on, Apostle.
In that area, so I can bless you. Glory to God.
Amen.
And we got to stop thinking God trying to take something from us. God said, I'm not trying to take nothing from you. I'm trying to get something to you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
But how many know that if we close our hand to God, he will close his hand to us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, he
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Will.
Oh, I don't know if anybody heard me tonight. I said, if you close your hand to God, he'll close his hand to you. And guess what? When you under a closed heaven, nothing is coming to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you open your hand to God and he opens his hand to you, guess what? You can't be him giving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And your offering say thank you. That one leper came back. He didn't follow the nine. He came back to Yahshua and said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And gave him his offering. Hallelujah. Yes. And Yahshua said, not only are you healed, but your faith has made you what? Whole. Hallelujah.
Oh, amen.
He got totally restored. Healing is for an instantaneous breakthrough. Wholeness is for a continual blessing.
Amen.
Everything got blessed when he went back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the nine just got healed, but they singing, but they still needed everything else. When he went back and said, thank you, God, because I'm gonna heal everything going on with you. I'm gonna restore everything.
Come on, now.
The Bible says he was made whole. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And the Lord is saying to me, he said, everybody that has obeyed me in their giving is going to be made whole. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You got total restoration coming back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs to get happy right now. God has said, I'm going to restore to you everything that the enemy has stolen from you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Somebody, I want to say this to somebody tonight. Amen. Being made whole is better than being healed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Because when God makes you whole, he gives you everything. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody say everything. Everything. Why? Because of your obedience to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you should want to soak. Lord, and you got these big name preachers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bet you can't call them. Glory to God. To get a direct line to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't give you any of them. And have them to pray with you. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'd be lucky to get close to him, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But I want to tell you tonight, you're in a good place, glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to praise God right now for your finances, hallelujah, because they're coming, glory to God. If you've been faithful in your giving to the man of God, hallelujah, you should be expecting something, hallelujah. You should be expecting.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And let me say this, Apostle. Let me say this. You know, you can sit, like, if you have, like, $2, like, you got a spare $2, you know, I'm going to send him $2. Don't think the man of God, he ain't the man of God in the church that's going to go $2. What I'm supposed to do with $2? No. If that's what you have to give, hallelujah, amen. If you give back, the Lord say he'll give it back to you up to 100-fold. Hallelujah, praise
amen,
God.
Amen.
So amen. Whatever you have to give to the man of God, you go to some churches and they be like, there's 25 people, the Lord told me you got $150 in your wallet and you need to give it. No, whatever the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Maybe the Lord did tell him that, I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. Hallelujah, praise God. But I'm saying hallelujah, amen. Whatever you can give to the man of God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. The Lord going to bless you for it. Hallelujah, amen.
Hey,
praise God. Walmart to Walmart. I'm in another state. Walmart to Walmart. Praise God. All you need is his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you need. His name and Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. Bless you. Yes, go ahead, darling.
This is Sister Linda. You know me. You know I'm straightforward. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to no one on the line. But you know what? Everybody needs to dig in their pocket and break bread, you know?
I love you, daughter. Hallelujah.
You get nothing for free. You are investing your time to educate us, and you're praying for us. You can't go with Taco Bell and ask for a cup of ice. They're going to say, you know, up them $2, you don't get no ice. So, you know, hello? You know, it's time for everybody that we all sit here on this live and telling everybody, I'm praying for you, I'm loving you, I love you. But show it. It's time for us to help one another.
Yes, Lord.
You know? So, you know.
Hallelujah.
You know, everybody realize today's the 27th of the month. A few more days. Somebody going to have some type of money. Just, like, give what you can. You know?
Inbox me your address, because I told you I had to keep in for you, but I never got your address.
Okay,
my
man. Amen.
So, you know, we got to,
okay,
you know,
amen. Hallelujah.
We got to do better. We got to help one another, you know. We have to stand up and help one another. Everybody has had hardship.
Amen.
At one point in time. But that's the problem.
Amen.
With African-American people, they forget about their struggles. They forget about their hardship. Oh, they like, I got mine. You might have it there, but it's not going to last forever. And if you're not blessing somebody or helping somebody else, it's going to run out, and you ain't going to get no blessings. So that's what I wanted to say.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Corey, I need prayers for tomorrow and for the enemy has stopped attacking me. I'm being attacked on both sides right now.
Wow. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Pastor Corey.
Yes.
You never did get back with me.
Oh, let me make sure I do that, darling, get back with you.
Yeah, because it's very, very important.
Okay, amen. After the prayer line, amen, give me a call.
Okay.
Amen. And I'll make sure I get back with you. Amen.
Okay,
thank you,
sir.
You're welcome, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mother, you say you need a prayer?
Yes. Tomorrow I'm having this dinner tomorrow. And, you know, it's like the sales are black up. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just trusting the Lord that I'll make something out of what I did, you know.
So, Father, we thank you right now, Father. I lift your daughter up to you right now, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Father, you see her situation, her circumstance. Father, God, thank you that your word declares that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. So, Father,
God, I thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your power and your might right now, Lord. Thank you for moving in that situation. Thank you for giving her victory, oh God. Hallelujah. I decree and declare, God, thank you for the miracle that she is going to receive, God. Mother,
uh-huh.
I want you to begin to thank God right now for your breakthrough.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, God. And I want you to stand on Psalms 46:1. That's your scripture. Stand on that scripture. Psalms 46:1.
46:1? Okay.
Psalms 46:1. Stand on that scripture.
What is it, 36:1 or 46?
46.
36.
What? Uh-huh. 46:1.
Wait, say it again.
Psalms 46:1.
Bless okay.
You. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble.
Lord.
Nevertheless, spoke in my spirit to give you.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Pastor Corey.
Yes, God.
I forgot
yes.
to say this. My sister went to the doctor, and we prayed that it wasn't nothing but probably just the gout, and that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So for that part,
yes.
it's all right. Standing
for
the rest of it. I forgot to say it. Thank y'all for praying for her. She's still not out of the woods.
Thank you.
Okay.
Amen.
That's a blessing
so
right
we're
going to
keep
lady.
Thanking God.
I got something. Is she all right in that part?
Everything is in God's hand. Amen.
All right,
there's
man.
Nothing
Amen.
That God don't control. Come on here, somebody. Everything is in the hands of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Because he has the final say-so over everything. Hallelujah. The final
right.
say-so. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want somebody to catch this in the Holy Ghost, and we're going to close up. Man has an opinion,
all
but
right,
God
man.
Has the final say so.
Amen.
Right. Man have opinion, but God has the final say so.
I don't answer.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you right now. We give you praise for what our spiritual eyes and ears have heard. Tonight, Lord, we thank you for your visitation, God. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking and moving by your word tonight. We give you praise, oh God, for who you are, Lord, and for what you are to us. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you be magnified, God, through your word, oh God, and by the anointing of your Holy Spirit tonight, God. We give you praise tonight, God, for your daughter tonight, God, that you use to deliver your word tonight. Bless her, God. Strengthen her. Lord, all the virtue, Lord, that went out, Lord, pour back into her, God. Even double the virtue, God, that you poured out of her tonight. We give you praise, glory, and honor and adoration, God. We thank you, oh God, and we give your name the praise. We thank you that the enemy will not rob or steal this word that we have heard. We thank you that we hide it in our heart that we might not sin against you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for all things. And we bless your holy name. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Until
tomorrow night, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Let us stay blessed.
Until tomorrow night.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I got another song for you. I'm just nobody.
Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot, but heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got to it, leave nothing to me. But I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the words from the booth, pull a pit in the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my light's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is flush. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know, like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody, I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody, If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know, like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody, I'm just a nobody.
But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah, I get free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well,
I'm
was filled with his praises. One day when sin was as black as could be, that's when Jesus came down to be born of a virgin. So come on, man, I ain't devil in here. Everybody say,
gonna be a glorious day. Gonna be a glorious day. Yeah, glorious day. What time, yeah? Come on,
to somebody and say, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Yes. No, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight. Founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship.
You gave me my hand to reach out to men, to show them your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears, I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears? You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who never heard.
for some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family.
Why do we sing?
Sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because
of His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's the reason
why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus. You're the reason.
Why I
can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying, and
nothing's even wrong.
This
is the reason why I sing
because
oh, I don't know why he does it, but his eyes on. Get a witness in here. Glory!
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why
I know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
I give the praises to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Listen. And when the song is over, we've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
listen.
World no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
to study war no more,
to study war no more,
we will sing,
we will sing our song to Jesus,
the one whom we adore,
the one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because,
I sing because,
I sing because,
I sing because,
I don't know why he does it, but it's I. You're the reason why I sing.
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 You're my melody at midnight, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're my song and my storm, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.